Hello, my name's Kevin Wilson. Welcome to my world. Think of this as a safe haven. The deck chairs are free. The weather is just how you like it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Because everybody's welcome on the Isle of Kevin. Or, to put it another way, this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. There's a lot of stuff being written about healthy eating these days, but have you noticed how many chefs are either overweight, or heavily tattooed, or smoke, or all three at the same time? I do think we have our priorities wrong. First, we should stamp out on chefs who don't look right. I mean, you wouldn't accept having a doctor who was very large, very smelly, drank too much, smoked, and spoke to you for a maximum of 30 seconds before prescribing antibiotics, even though you went to see him with a sprained ankle, would you? No, of course you wouldn't. As from today, here on the Isle of Kevin, no one will be allowed to cook anything in an island food establishment before they have passed through my new test. Think of it as a bit like the cages they put at airline check-ins. If your hand luggage won't fit in, it'll have to go in the hold or the boot or the roof rack, depending on who you're flying with. So, if the head chef at the quick-fit 4-star Chez Kev, not a Michelin 4-star, a quick-fit 4-star for us, yes, so if the head chef there can't walk through the new entrance gates, she or he won't be the chef anymore. And it'll be no good trying to hoist up the middle section to chin level so her or his head resembles a walnut whip, because we've made them full height. There's only one way through it. I'll be tackling tattoos next, but more about that another time. Actually, my fair Queen Doris has got one on her left cheek. It's an image of my good self in my younger days. Doris and I have always been close. I've got a tattoo of her somewhere, but that's private. So private, in fact, that I can't even see it without the aid of contortion and a set of mirrors. Where was I? Oh yes, healthy eating. Yes, I'll be back in a minute to talk about that. Doris has made a shepherd's pie, but he doesn't want it. And I'm willing to swallow humble pie if that's not mixing my semaphores. Did I get that right? Yes, it's our annual banquet tonight, when we invite all the world's leaders and a cross-sample of the island population. Let's face it, cross-sample is the right expression. Do seem to be a lot of cross people about, don't there? But this is a chance to bury differences, to come together in peace, to eat, drink and miss the ferry. We're serving healthy food. You see, I eventually did get to the point, didn't I? Healthy eating, yes. The menu tonight includes Bovril and bean burgers, quadruple cooked chipolatas, hand-charred toast, home-reared nettles with gin gravy, and pick-your-own pop-doms. We grow them in a field near Roxhall. Delicious. Followed by our own creation, the Pythagoras. This is a dessert created by a mathematician using the formula pi r squared, you see. So, since you asked me so nicely, it's a pie with a rhubarb, hence the r, and it's a square shape, pi r squared, you see? Yes. The rhubarb, I should add, is hand-forced. Doris shook her fist at it, actually, and it reluctantly grew. Donald Trump was invited tonight, but he can't find anyone willing to risk losing their jobs by doing anything for him, like driving him over. So he's staying at the White House, spending time in the orangery, I imagine. Teresa is on holiday, walking in the mountains, as is my good pal Angela Merkel, or Angela, as she likes to be known. There used to be a car called that, didn't there? Ford Angular, I think. Anyway, I digress. I wonder if they're going to meet up somewhere. Maybe they could have a race up the mountain to see if leaving Europe had an effect on Britain's fitness, or whether it has left Germany weaker. That would be fun. Or maybe they'll have a duel with their walking sticks while their husbands hold their anoraks. Anyway, whatever they do up in the mountains, the Twin Peaks, they won't be joining us for the dinner, which does leave the way clear for Jean-Claude Juncker. Or is it Juncker? I don't know. Anyway, JCJ, who is eager to be with us because he wants to persuade me to organise a referendum for the Isle of Kevin to enter Europe. More about that in a moment. First, I do have need of a nap. Excuse me. I feel suitably refreshed. Yes, we were talking about Europe, weren't we? Now, really, I can't see the point of having local councils and the island government, then adding to that with another European layer. It's a bit like having your cake and giving it to someone else to eat it, isn't it? And anyway, what does Jean-Claude Juncker, or CJ, as we now call him, know about it? He's from Luxembourg, for goodness sake. What did Luxembourg ever do? It's only got a population of about 500,000. Most of them are filthy rich and drink expensive wine. Well, they would want to be in Europe, wouldn't they? And they've got nothing else to do all day except invest their money. So, no, I will not be holding a referendum, but I will ask for a show of hands at the banquet tonight, just before dessert. Good tactics. By which time CJ will be so full of Chateau Kev 1966, he'll be incapable of stringing two onions, sorry, words, together. Ah, the Isle of Kevin is a proud nation. It has a unique identity. We don't want to be swallowed up by an organisation with 23,000 civil servants. 23,000! Yes. The island is unique, as I said, and it's a well-known fact that so far we've had no desire to even build a bridge to Britain, let alone pay a fortune to join the European club. And this brings me to the end of my broadcast for this week. But before I go, my bag is still bulging. My post bag, I meant, if you don't mind. Yes, the hot topic this week seems to be, is time up for vanilla ice cream? Yes. Islanders and visitors are writing to express their concern that vanilla ice cream is now just listed as a flavour, alongside such strange ice cream delicacies as nougat and peppermint, horse manure and cat's whiskers, rum and radish and so on and so on. I do have some sympathy with them. I still remember my first 99. And before you start making phone calls, no, 99 is not a euphemism. It's the name for an ice cream cornet with a flake stuck in it. A chocolate flake, if you must know. Don't ask me, though, why it wasn't called a 69 or a 72 or any other number you can think of, really, but, oh well, there we are. Perhaps it was a European requirement. Aha, a bit of satire there for you. Anyway, dear listeners, I have today, you'll be happy to know, placed a preservation order on Kev's Ices to ensure that vanilla ice cream continues to be offered to the island's seagulls, as well as to visitors, to our welcoming shores. Because as we always say, this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. Yes, that concludes my broadcast for this week. I must dash. I've got to buff up my tuxedo and twirl my bow tie, ready for the banquet this evening. Any of you coming along? No, not invited. What a shame. Never mind. Enjoy your TV snack, won't you? You ordinary people. Farewell, until next week, when you'll be in touch with royalty once more and feeling all the better for it. Farewell. Sadly, it's goodbye from the Isle of Kevin, for this week anyway. Thank you so much for visiting. Please make sure you have all your belongings with you, and we wish you a safe and pleasant onward journey. We look forward to seeing you again next Friday here on the Isle of Kevin, where everyone's welcome, or as we'd like to say, this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. Goodbye.